This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, July 8th. I'm Patricia Naft. On July 6, 1994, the South Canyon Fire killed 14 firefighters on Storm King Mountain near Glenwood Springs. Last Sunday, hundreds of people gathered in Glenwood Springs to honor those 14 men and women who lost their lives fighting the blaze. KVNF's Laura Pomisano attended the ceremony and brings us this report.
Fire trucks and emergency responder vehicles drove in a line to Two Rivers Park. The vehicles were silent other than the rumbling of their engines. Two trucks from the Prineville Hotshots, an Oregon-based wildland firefighting crew, led the solemn procession. It was 20 years ago Sunday that the Prineville Hotshots lost 9 firefighters. Those individuals, along with 5 other firefighters, were killed by the South Canyon Fire on Storm King Mountain. The blaze had jumped the fire line in the late afternoon, catching the firefighters off guard. The 14 who died were honored at a commemoration event in Glenwood Springs. Todd Richardson, with the Bureau of Land Management, spoke at the ceremony.
Our home unit, mine at that time, was Montrose, Colorado, and as many of you know, a lot of stuff started going on in Paonia and Hotchkiss and other parts of the state of Colorado. And the good Lord was looking out for myself and those on that engine, and they sent us down to Montrose. And on July 6th, 1994, I had the news shared with me, and forever has transformed how I look at my responsibility to fire.
Daniel Harone was assigned to the South Canyon Fire on July 5, 1994, a day before the Storm King tragedy.
I knew that the fire was beginning to grow. Additional resources were being ordered. I remember thinking at the time that I came here, there was a certain quiet here, and I remember wondering about that. All of a sudden, after the events that day, the stakes of fire changed in a very dramatic way.
Ralph Holtzby's daughter, Bonnie, was one of the 14 killed during the South Canyon Fire.
20 years have gone by. We're still here. We still remember. We still have feelings. And yeah, it's tough to get closure, but we can still walk. We're walking a little bit better as time goes on, and it still hurts some, but that's the way life is.
The ceremony ended on a moment of silence. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Last weekend was Cherry Days here in Paonia. KVNF's Laura Pomisano was there and talked to some of the people watching the downtown parade.
Brett Lubin.
And where are you from, Brett?
Crawford.
What did you think of the parade today?
It was absolutely awesome.
Is this your first time?
No, we come every year. It's always a good time to come down and see all the festivities.
What was your favorite part today?
Well, the kids like the candy.
Kirsten Morgan from Paonia.
What did you think of the parade today?
I thought it was good. There was more this year than I remembered the last couple of years. So.
What was your favorite part of the parade today?
Probably the little girls dancing. They were pretty cute. Or all the little kids dancing, I guess.
Keaton Spitzer.
Keaton, where are you from?
Paonia.
And what did you think of the parade this year?
We love the parade this year. It was so nice. The parade's always nice, and the kids love it, and they have a good time. And we love our local town and our local parade and celebrate the beat and delicious orchards and the clowns and the Legion and KVNF, and it's nice for everybody to get together and then go to the park and have a good, happy 4th of July.
Are these your two little ones?
Yep, this is Juniper. And this is Sequoia.
Who would want to talk about the parade?
Sequoia.
All right, Sequoia, what did you think of the parade?
It was good. It's because I like the karate, because I'm in the karate class.
What else did you like about it?
Also, I like the clowns.
There was also a tractor show in town. Over a dozen old tractors filled the lawn of Curtis Foster, who has an enthusiasm for their histories and their sounds.
My name's Curtis Foster.
Is this your tractor?
No, this belongs to a friend of mine, Dennis Nadel, who has some in their neighborhood of 10 acres of tractors. Yeah.
I didn't know there was 10 acres of tractors.
There's acres of tractors. Lots of junk.
So what about that sound is so great?
It's the John Deere, the two-cylinder Johnny Popper sound. There's only one sound like it in the world.
What's some of the oldest tractors you got here?
The 1916 Big Four tractor, which started out as a steam engine tractor. And in 1915, they took that same platform and put a gas engine on it. And that tractor was shipped from Kansas to Grand Junction. It was going to go to Kelowna, south of Montrose. And it was too big to ride the narrow gauge railroad. So they roaded it, drove it on the road. It had steel wheels on it at that time. And these guys drove it for 5.5 days from Grand Junction to Kelowna from sunrise to sundown.
I cannot even imagine. 1916, that's like almost, that was 98 years ago.
Almost 100 years ago, yeah.
Curtis, why do you like tractors?
Well, loud is good. Greasy is good. They're part of my heritage. That's what built the U.S. You know, it's what feeds the people. And it's fun to work on old stuff.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A bill criminalizing what's known as revenge porn went into effect last week. Colorado was one of a number of states with the new law on the books. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
House Bill 1378 would make it a misdemeanor to post an intimate photo online in order to inflict harm and emotional distress. Republican Representative Amy Stevens of Monument is the main sponsor. She says the problem overwhelmingly impacts women and happens usually when a relationship turns sour and someone wants revenge.
Women have lost their job, cannot get a job, are harassed. Their safety is very much gravely in danger. And frankly, many times they have to move and create a new identity just to move ahead.
Stephen says there was no law on the books to prosecute the crime, which would now face up to a $10,000 penalty. She says she was amazed to discover how frequently it occurs.
It just seems to proliferate. And really, our laws are not keeping up with social media.
A bill to make it easier for people who are innocent to get their mugshots removed from the internet also goes into effect later this year. Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of lawmakers wasn't able to pass a measure to increase the punishment for cyberbullying. Opponents worried stricter penalties would criminalize young people. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
You've been listening to the regional news from KVNF. Stay tuned for Ashley and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF, I'm Patricia Naft.